totally.
Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live.
That's right, you're in the room with a musician and Big Hungry. And the musician's name is Kate Owen.
Kia ora.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in.
It's nice to be in a room with a human.
Shit, okay. Thanks for calling me a human. That feels good.
Yeah, choice.
We are keeping our distance as much as possible as per. I feel like this is going to be quite intimate on people's ears.
Probably will be, yeah.
As opposed to the record, which is quite, I'm not going to say quite, actually it's fantastically produced. I just had a little peruse through a couple of tracks and there's one on playlist right now, Void.
Yeah, The Void, yeah.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
It's great work.
Thank you.
What is your, for the uninitiated,
yes.
Who is Kate Owen?
Kate Owen is a woman from originally Wellington via and ended up in Lyttelton in Christchurch via all over the world and Auckland and all sorts of places. Okay. And she writes songs. She writes songs a lot about being...
This is like a Mike Tyson style conversation about Kate Owen.
What is, well, you threw me in it. What is Kate Owen? Kate Owen was Kate Anastasiou. People in Auckland might know me as Kate Anastasiou, but I took my mum's maiden name for all sorts of reasons.
Nice.
A bit of a homage to her, but also because no one could say Kate Anastasiou, they just call me Kate Anus.
And then
anus.
Just drop out.
And then that would be like, if you can't get through the anus, just stop.
Well, there's still time to be Kate Anus.
It's always time to be Kate.
There's
always
another
project. Yeah,
totally. If you, like, do your mates call you Kate Anus?
No, my mates, a lot of them, my favourite one was, why don't you keep your name? And then I'd say my name. Ooh. And they'd go... And a lot of people had a...
It's like a German anus.
Yeah. They did, no, it's, you've got to think it's nice to see you. But yeah, so Kate Owen is a songwriter from essentially Lyttelton, I guess, at the moment. That's where I've lived for 10 years. And I've written songs that on acoustic guitar, and then I've gone into the studio with Ben Edwards and produced the shit out of them and put all the noise that I've longed to put in my music over the years.
So there's some cool electronic arpeggiations and all sorts of rad shit going on. It's good.
Yeah, it's a real kind of, it's a bit of a bucket list album because I got very sick a few years ago and got told I had MS and all sorts of scary shit, and I just got, right, I've got to do this album and I've got to do it. I've got to get all the musical influences in there. So my loves like PJ Harvey and people like that.
Yeah,
and
totally hear that.
Yeah, good, so stuff. I just went for it, really.
It's called Not a Proper Girl. It's on Spotify, so you can follow your nose. I am holding a hard copy here, though, CD.
So do.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Still the best quality, arguably.
Yes, I must say I did hear it on my sister's stereo the other night, and I was quite happy about that. It's
nice.
Good.
Hey, should we kick straight into things? What's on the agenda?
Well, I thought I'd play The Void acoustically, if that's the one you've been playing for your listeners, because
right
it's so different. It's sometimes nice to hear it how it was written, and then you might want to, I don't know, interrupt me halfway through and play the real deal off the album.
That.
No, you won't be doing that.
I won't be
that.
Doing that.
Okay.
I won't be interrupting.
Okay.
That's pretty much my gig, but... All right, I'll let you. I'll just move this red mic into a more flattering position, and then you can kick right in. Kate Owen, ladies and gentlemen.
You're always leaning down, eyes melt away the ground, holds me down. She never screams out loud, doesn't even make a sound, holds it in. And if I fall, carry me down to the void. If I fall, will you carry me down to the void? Ooh, 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 ooh. He's always loved the dark, clothes all black velvet. Me down, never takes it off, cloak black and soft, keeps her warm. And if I fall, will you carry me down to the void? If I fall, will you carry me down to the void? Ooh, 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 ooh. Lined with moss
Cheer.
Cheer, cheer.
It's just me here, so I'm just going to chuck a cheer out. Oh, look, people are screaming from outside.
There you go, look at that. I love it when I make people scream.
Hey, tell me about this little guitar.
This little guitar is a Maton, a mini Maton.
It's cute as fuck.
It's really cute. Plugged in, it's amazing.
It actually sounds, you were kind of worried, but it sounds tough as
it's
hell.
It's okay.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's. I have to say, I've had a lot of guitarists pick this guitar up and love it. Like Julian Temple played it in Dunedin when I played my show down there last weekend, and he was like, oh, this is great. And he's a big man.
Right, and so I was about to say, it's perfect size for you.
Yeah.
Like it looks right.
Well, if I walk along with a ukulele, people have asked me whether I had a hard case ukulele. Mm. And people say, what kind of guitar do you play? And I'm like, really? Really? I just keep
walking. No, but there's different types of ukulele, though, if we're going to get purist
about it. Wasn't a tenor.
Okay.
It was actually a ukulele. Only made slightly bigger by the hard case.
Well, you graduated to the rad little, was it Maton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're beautiful guitars, great to play, sound fantastic.
Last a lifetime, those things as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. That was the sort of the number one hit on BFM at the minute. Where are we going now?
Well,
I've got the CD in front of me.
Yeah. No pants on CD. Everybody, I've got no pants on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you're not a proper girl.
Yeah,
is that the angle? Just a little bit of a maniac?
Then a little bit of crazy. Well, no, not a proper girl is actually much more pedestrian than the name would suggest. It's
right,
much
like
more.
Didn't go to finishing school?
Didn't do the things. Didn't get married. Didn't have babies.
Right.
Didn't do the things. It's not about the fact that I think I should have. It's the experience of still living in a society that thinks it's progressive. But in fact, if you don't do those things, there's a real sense of isolation
this
sometimes.
Is hard to fit in.
Yeah. If you're not popping them out.
Right on. No, I feel you. Well, there's enough people doing that, so don't worry about that shit.
No, I would have really liked to pop one out. That's not a dig at anybody who made a beautiful child. But I didn't get to. And just the experience of being a woman who doesn't do that, you start to get, you know, you don't get invited to parties anymore.
Right on, I feel
it's
you.
It's a thing. It's okay. A thing.
Totally, dude. Totally. I reckon a lot of people probably resonate with what you're saying.
Yeah.
What's next?
I'm going to play the suicide song. It's always looked, fun.
Jules is just mucking around with his hair outside the door.
So. Well, Jules actually was there when this happened. This
really?
Is going way back. Yeah, so we worked at... maybe you weren't, but we were at RDU together. We worked at RDU in the late
90s.
I did not know that.
You don't remember.
Jules, we worked together in late 90s. Okay. You were there. I remember you had long hair.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And
don't try and remember the 90s. It's...
I had a pink suit because my sister told me that if you have a job, it was my first ever job, and so she was a lawyer, and she told me, you don't remember this.
Shoulder pads?
Fuck yeah.
Power woman.
Yeah. It was terrible. It lasted about a day, and then I realised I could just dress like a normal person at RDU. But my mother took her own life in 1996, and I wrote the song about suicide and what not to do. Stick around because people love you and all that sort of buzz. Mm-hmm. But Jules was there and other people there, Martin Jay, who I still see in Christchurch. But it's the song, and I'm not being flippant about suicide, it's very much that if you do get to that point where you feel like it's a good idea, and I think a lot of people be having a hard time at the moment, there's a shit ton of people that love you, and
sure.
When you leave, you actually take a lot of their joy with you because you're part of their joy. And so that's what the song is about. It's called Trigger. It's not about shooting anyone literally or being shot. It's about the impact of that kind of action, and that we're all in this together, especially now, especially at the moment. We need to take care of each other. So this is a song called Trigger. Thank you. 'cause I'll be out fierce. This wound you're about to wield, make sure that. So pull the trigger, break the mirror. Pull the trigger, watch me bleed. Watch me much whoopers. Love the whoopers.
We're in here with Kate Owen. She's playing some tracks off her brand new record, Not a Proper Girl. Which track was that? Let me just trigger. No, track number three. So you've played track number one, track number three.
That is what I've done.
What's the plan now? I'll go deeper into the record.
Are we going deeper?
Yeah, give me one more.
Oh wow, okay. We're going deeper. I wasn't prepared to go deeper.
Classic.
All right, no, we can go deeper. You're gonna have to wiggle your knobs though on this.
Give us a B-side.
Okay. Do you want a B-side? Okay.
I was just saying words. Sorry. I don't know.
He was just saying words. That's what they all say. They were just words.
Oh, classic.
Sorry you were destroyed by them, but they were just words. Okay. So this is kind of the B-side because... I'm torn now.
Oh, fuck. Just forget I said anything.
Okay. Let's go with... Okay, minor key or major key?
I think we should keep it major as much as
okay,
possible.
Okay, all right, okay, because this shit is... Okay, this is a good song for the situation we're all in.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a situation about the universality... It's a song about the universality of being human and how we need to just feel our feelings at the moment because we're going to be stuck with a lot of them.
Right.
So this is the B-side of the record, not because it's on the B-side, but because it's the one that sits out of the washy, synthy, drummy, guitar-heavy songs. It's just keys and vocal on the record with Anita Clark from Mott doing some backing vocals.
Yeah,
she's amazing. She hits all her violin on that album.
Oh, brilliant.
She's incredible. Jonty O'Connor on drums, got Elmore Jones on guitar, Moses Robbins on guitar, Shane... Oh, there's lots of people.
What from Christchurch or Wellington?
Mott. She's from Christchurch. Yeah. So she's an absolute legend.
Yeah,
it did some beautiful violin lines, but she did backing vocals on this, and Jonty's doing some crazy sort of drummy stuff. But this is how it started on the guitar.
I'm just a child waiting for her mother. I'm a great-grandfather remembering his lover. She's just a girl who dreams of a house and picket fences. He's bruised and broken his life's a battle in the trenches. All of us fools looking for the truth, drowning in lies. Wash me clean. Thank you.
kisses while he scored back alley heights. Duels at 10 paces, all of us fools looking for the truth, drowning in lies. Wash me
I got a real Leonard Cohen, Suzanne vibe from that one.
Oh, I love that you said that.
Okay.
Because I sometimes talk about, that's my word song. So that's a song that came very much from a poem. Often when I write, the melody comes
right
first. Melody and chords and emotion, and then the words fill up. But that that one was definitely about the words. And when we play it live, and I'm so sad that we're not going to be able to.
How are you going to cope with what's going on with the current sitch? Anyone's got a plan, but
lining up for the second show of the tour tomorrow night at Freedom Argolis, which I was so looking forward to, and I was bringing Thomas Isbister on drums, who's kick ass, Moses Robbins on guitar, and Kurt Preston on bass. We had reworked the songs as a four piece, and it was sounding fly. It's super fun, quite a lot dirtier as well, and just bigger and noisier and.
In a bar.
It was going to be super fun, but we just made the call that it's not the right time. Yeah. I don't know what the right answer is. It was going to be less than 50 people in that venue. The government guidelines are less than 100.
Mm.
But I just felt that I want people, if they go out, we all need to do that on our own bats, not because we're going to something we bought a ticket to or that we feel that we should go. Or I don't want to be inviting anyone out. If I happen to be out, then that's my choice. We'll come back. We'll come back and do it once all this has passed, and it will pass.
Please do, and we'll have you back up here, Kate Owen. That was an absolute treat.
Yeah, thank you.
Everyone go ahead and check out Not A Proper Girl. I guess that's one way to support you, buy the record, right?
Oh, please do.
Right on.
I'd like to have a sandwich this week at some point.
Well, what kind of sandwich, actually? Well, I've got you here.
A vegan.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'm that way inclined.
Just bread?
Yeah, just bread and air. That's the perfect vegan sandwich, bread and air.
Kate, once again, thanks so much.
Lovely to meet you.
What a treat.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.